The No State Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legoland. I want to apologize for some technical problems that we may be having. Of course, this is what you know, it's live radio, and this is what can happen on live radio. I think I'm getting an echo, but that may be from my side. Okay. All right, Dan, I'm going to have to give you a call back. I'm having real bad problems on my computer, so I'm going to call on the phone, so I apologize, everyone. I'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to the No State Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, and I am sorry. My computer is just not doing what it needs to do. So hopefully after the first break, we'll be able to get that taken care of. It is March 3rd, 2007, first show of March, and I'm glad to be back live in Phoenix. A little warmer, though. We had a great time last week at a workshop. Last week in Sedona, did the show live from the Cottonwood Room in the Sedona Poco Diablo Resort. Had a great time with an all-day seminar. Went past four, which was usually pretty good because there's a lot of information to cover. I know we never really are able to get to all of it, but we did it basically till I had to leave. So it was a lot of fun. Learned a lot, and may actually have some audio of that available. You have to check back on the website for that for details. And a lot of things going on. You know, and it's one of the things that really, you know, I know I've been speaking about this a lot. You have the New York Times reporting, and you know you can trust the New York Times, right? New York Times reporting this week about, heaven forbid, steroids. Now, I don't advocate the use of steroids. I don't use steroids, obviously. It's something. When you see this, I'm for some reason everyone my computer just doesn't want to work fast enough today. But here's the new. Oh, it's actually the Washington Post, which of course probably has the same owner, or does Warren Moon, the Moonies own that? Anyway, it's a wider front in doping battle. Law enforcement takes the lead in sports probes. Again, this is not an advocation, a recommendation to use drugs. Of course, the battle against the use of illegal performance-enhancing drugs by athletes is increasingly being led by federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies as a part of an expanding cooperative effort with the U.S. Olympic Committee's primary anti-doping body, according to law enforcement and anti-doping officials. Would it be an anti-doping, like not being anti-state? Maybe. The latest manifestation of this collaboration came this week in the multi-state crackdown on illegal online sales of steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs that led to the arrest Tuesday of 8 people in 3 states, the official said. They've implicated dozens of Olympic and professional athletes, including baseball slugger Barry Bonds. The California investigators put them in touch with officials from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, with whom they have been closely cooperating for the past 4 years. Wow. And you get these Olympic... And the Olympic guys, they can have their own rules. You know, they've been considered unfair. Steroids do give they do work. They have their side effects. They do work, you know, because I wouldn't touch them. But they do work and would give an unfair advantage of an athlete who is on steroids as opposed to one who is not. Without getting into the technical details, you and I can use steroids and get pretty big, but we're certainly not going to hit home runs like Barry Bonds. I mean, you still have to have the talent. You still need to be able to hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball 450 yards. So, I mean, just getting taking steroids and getting big and strong doesn't make you a professional athlete. You have to be a professional athlete first or have the talent to be able to do that. But look at the manpower here. This is a huge, huge thing that they're doing. 3 states, federal, state, and local officials. A lot of manpower. That takes a lot of tax money to pay for all these things. And look what they're doing. When I look at the 23 years, this is from from Dan Catlin, is the director of the UCLA's Olympic Analytical Library. When I look at the 23 years of work before Balco and what we were able to do, yeah, we would grind out positives and occasionally have a big hit. But when the government decides to go after it and comes in with their tools, they wiretap and pull out emails. I was amazed. It has clearly caused a revolution. Sports authorities have no power to do anything, and government has the power to do all. That's what it takes. Yeah, that's what it takes. Well, again, what does government, just assuming it has any validity whatsoever, what does government have the power to do? Most people can't answer the question. It's a very easy question to answer. What government authorized to do is protect life, liberty, property, specifically to protect the rights, life, liberty, and property. And you know what? Whose rights? Like a mantra now. Whose rights? Barry Bond being accused, violating. Now, he may be, and that's the thing, he may be violating the rules of the National Baseball League, whatever they're called. We're talking about the criminal side, allegedly. That's criminal. Whose rights? If they assume he was doing steroids, whose rights is he accused of violating? Can't answer the question. Guess what? Not a crime. Think of all that manpower. Multi-state task force. Federal, state, and local officials. All to go after Barry Bonds. Hey, give me a break. Like the online gambling. I have a crackdown on online gambling. My gosh, what I've mentioned before, here you've got tens of thousands of people dying in Iraq. You got the depleted uranium where things won't be safe there for what? I don't know. What is it? 230 million years? You got awful, horrible birth defects. What are they doing? Going after baseball players. Going after baseball players whether you think they should get the money or not, bottom line is they provide an awfully valuable service that hundreds of millions of people apparently a year are willing to pay for. On a voluntary basis, which is a whole lot more than you can say for government. Okay? I think, did we miss a break? Okay. So when you compare these government officials who are going after these professional athletes, who's a real criminal here? Isn't a criminal someone who initiates the use of physical force against somebody else? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, the number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Tell me who the real criminal is here. Let's get right down to brass tacks. I believe that a criminal is somebody who initiates the use of physical force. You disagree with that? Give me a call. Do you agree? Give me a call. My name is Mark Stevens. Here on the Republic Broadcast Network. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I'm your host, Mark Stevens. I think we've got everything taken care of. It is March 3rd, 2007. We're talking about before the break. This is nonsense. How ridiculous it is that there was that this huge task force set up, spending tens of tens and tens of millions of dollars to go after people for online steroid sales. Oi! Call out the army! Pull them in from Afghanistan! Pull them in from Iraq! The real problem is online steroids. And I love when people say, well, it's the law, Mark, and you have to enforce the law. Well, let's just take a look at that for a second, won't we?
I heard a rant on the radio yesterday. I had to drive to Tucson and back to pick up our daughter. So I was listening to this rant, someone who is very famous for his rants on talk radio, FM talk radio. And this kind of dovetails in with that. You'd like to give us a call. Again, the number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. So this whole thing is, well, you know, you got to enforce the law, and that's important because the law is the law. And until it's changed, by gosh, we're going to enforce it with task force and paramilitary raids, and that's the way it is. Well, if you look at here in Arizona, I'm sure it's the same everywhere. I know a couple places have repealed these things. Well, let's look at the law here. Title 13 in Arizona, Section 1408, adultery. Again, I'm not advocating adultery here, but this is a married person who has sexual intercourse with another than his or her spouse, and an unmarried person who has sexual intercourse with a married person, not his or her spouse, commits adultery and is guilty of a Class 3 misdemeanor in the act. So, how many prosecutions and task force are there for punishing people and throwing them in jail for adultery? But you know, it is the law. It is the law. Let's see. Open and notorious cohabitation. A person who lives in a state of open and notorious cohabitation. This is Section 1409. A person who lives in a state of open and notorious cohabitation or adultery is guilty of a Class 3 misdemeanor. Now, I don't want anyone to think that this law was passed in 1655 or 1780 or even 1855. No, this law was enacted or reenacted in 1978. How many of those legislators do you think were engaged in the act of adultery? I think just being a legislator, would that qualify as being an adulterer? Yeah, so that's how important the law is. How many people get divorced every year? Half of all marriages end in divorce. And how many marriages end in adultery? How many of the spouse, whether it's the man or the woman, are then prosecuted for adultery? I don't know. It sounds like the law is pretty important to me. I want to go to the phones. We have Joe in New York. Joe, welcome to the No Stay Project.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Doing great.
I think you're confusing common law with statutory law.
Repeat that again.
I think you're confusing. You're applying common law to statutory law.
Well, you got to remember that there are most places they don't have common law crimes. They've all taken the common law crime and enacted a statute.
Who gave them that authority to do that?
I don't know. I don't think they have any authority at all. They just have the force of guns. But even if you look at the common law, if it's an accepted principle of the common law that there has to be a damaged party, that the act
or,
has to
or,
have
or a victim.
Yes, victim. If you look at cohabitation, if you're just living with someone you're not married with, where's the injury?
I agree with you. The Constitution of the United States says that there's only four jurisdictions of law that apply: common, admiralty, equity, and martial law. Because in all of them, the plaintiff has to prove that you're guilty. All other law is voluntary.
Well, not that I want to get into the particulars of the Constitution, but where in the Constitution does it authorize martial law?
It has to be declared. If we're invaded, we have to have some kind of law to take over. You can't have democracy. You can't have a Republican form of government. You got to have some kind of emergency measure.
Where does it say in the Constitution that there's a martial law?
It has to be declared.
Where does it say that?
What do you mean?
Keep you I'm going to keep you on over the break here, Joe. We have Joe in New York. We're talking about martial law and the Constitution. We're going to try to find it. My name is Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land. Give us a call at 313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be discussing more Castles Made of Sand when we get back in just a few minutes.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the No State Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, author of Adventures in Legal Land. It is March 3rd, first show of March. I can't believe it's already March. But you want to go to my website, adventuresinlegalland.com. Check out the articles, excerpts, and a couple of videos. Drug War is a scam on Google Video. We've got over 2,000 hits. Like to see 10 times or 100 times that. I believe the information is important enough. I guess maybe you got to tie it to something like Anna Nicole Smith and all the drugs that she had for anyone to really, you know, start to care. But let's see what we can do about getting links to that. I also want to thank, before I forget, silent sponsors Mark, JT, and Sagas. I know you guys are all freezing up there. It's actually a little chilly here. I think it's up around 55 degrees here. So anyway, appreciate all you guys do to help support the show. We were talking with Joe from New York. I want to bring him back to the show. Joe, welcome back to the show.
And
Joe was saying that there's four jurisdictions in the, and I'm assuming the U.S. Constitution, that talks about martial law. And Joe, you've had a few minutes. What particular section of the Constitution lays out a martial law jurisdiction?
Offhand, I can't tell you. I don't have the Constitution in front of me. But there's only four jurisdictions of law that I see in the Constitution that apply to me, because in all of them, they have to prove I'm guilty. My innocence is always presumed as a sovereign, natural-born citizen.
Okay, I got a couple of questions here. Now, you're saying that those four jurisdictions apply to you and that you're a citizen?
I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Okay, so you're a citizen of a body, you're part of a body politic?
Mm-hmm.
And what facts do you rely on to prove that you're, that a body politic exists and you're a part of it?
Well, the Articles of Confederation were way before the Constitution of the United States, and it recognized the people who threw the King of England out of here as now being sovereigns. And they extended that sovereign status to people in the other former colonies as citizens. If you're from that state, you're a sovereign.
Okay. You know, you're saying a state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying a separate body politic exists in addition to the federal, or the one that's under the Confederation.
No, that's what I believe, yeah.
Okay. So when you say, like, the state of New York, for example, and factually speaking, just tell me what the state is. The state of New York is...
The state of New York is the people who live here that are born here, the sovereigns, and the people that the U.S. government lets in here to live according to the immigration laws, and the people who are from the territories and insular possessions that are allowed to live here.
Okay, but you're saying citizen. What makes someone, so, you know, what sets someone apart as a citizen as opposed to an alien? Because people can come in from Canada, and they may be in New York, but they're not necessarily citizens. What makes somebody a citizen?
What makes... someone a citizen?
Yeah.
U.S. laws make someone a U.S. citizen, but by birthright, I'm a sovereign.
But what we're talking about New York, which existed before the federal government, the state of New York, right? So what makes someone a citizen?
The state created the federal government, didn't they?
Right. Well, I know that's the theory, but what makes somebody a citizen of New York or part of that body politic?
No, I'm a sovereign in New York. How could I be a citizen? I'm a citizen in one of the other states that are in agreement to the Articles of Confederation.
Well, you said you were a citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen, yeah. I'm a sovereign in New York, and a citizen, if I go to New Jersey, I should be recognized for my rights to be enforced by another sovereign when I go to that state. That's the agreement. The agreement is we have rights. We're all separate independent republics. But they got together in a confederation that recognized the rights of others from other states. And that you can't be a sovereign if you're not from that state, so you get the name of citizen. I don't see anything wrong with that. Do you see anything wrong with that?
I see a lot wrong, because there's no factual basis for it. Because to be a citizen... To be a citizen, if what the Supreme Court says is...
I don't care what the Supreme Court says, because anything that they rule on is an opinion, and any time a jury meets, they can overturn any opinion created by any court.
But when you're talking about... So what makes someone a citizen? What sets a citizen apart from an alien, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what. If your rights were violated, were you born in one of the sovereign states?
No, wait, stay on point. I don't have that much time in this segment.
Okay.
What factually is a citizen as opposed to an alien? What makes somebody a citizen? I think it's a very specific thing, and I tend to agree. I even though the Supreme Court may just be a bunch of lawyers, okay, and most of them dead from what the so-called president that people will cite and quote all the time, and if you go into law dictionaries, a citizen is different from an alien.
Definitely.
I want to know. What makes somebody a citizen as opposed to just being an alien?
Very simple. I was born in the state of New York. It's a sovereign state. It created the federal government. We, in turn, through the Constitution, delegated authority to let them make immigration laws.
Joe. Okay, people are born in New York all the time and are not citizens, okay?
They may be born here and not be a citizen.
Well, because their parents could be diplomats. And of Canada or whatnot. Okay, but I'm going to have to... I appreciate the call, Joe. I'm going to talk about this more after the break. We got some other callers. My name is Mark Stevens. You're listening to the No Stay Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to the No State Project, where we show castles to be made of sand for exactly what they are. And that is the idea of, well, states and citizens and things. I just take a moment real quick regarding what Joe from New York was talking about, and I appreciate his call. Citizen, whether you agree with the Supreme Court or not, is pretty much set in stone, which is why new citizens, naturalized citizens have to take an oath of allegiance. They owe a duty of allegiance in return for duty protection, and like I've said before, there are no citizens because government's not there to protect you anyway. Who would think that a gang of killers, thieves, and liars incapable of providing a service on a voluntary basis would actually be there to protect anything but their own bottom line? I want to move on. We have Steve from Texas on the line. Steve, welcome to the No State Project.
Well, thank you. Mark, I recently got your book, Adventures in Legoland, and it's very interesting and enlightening, but I do have a few questions. I wanted to bring to your attention to see if I can get some insight from you on a traffic ticket.
Okay.
Before I read your book, I filed paperwork with the court denying the contract within the 72 hours, denying the corporation exists, and so forth, which, of course, they basically denied. Well, anyway, they sent out a warrant for my arrest. So I, in turn, went in and talked to the clerk of court to find out what I could do to alleviate this problem. And they said, well, since you haven't entered a plea, you can go back before the judge and enter your plea. My question is, can I still use some of your techniques without having to enter a plea with them?
Well, I don't advise anyone to use the techniques. I've done it before, where at every stage of the proceeding. I don't want a trial. I don't want to waste my time with this. I'd rather just enter a plea of guilty and go home. But not being a lawyer, I have a few questions so that I can enter a voluntary and intelligent plea. So I don't, you know, it's your choice. You know, I've done it before. Other people have done it. I just won't say give you advice and say, yeah, you should do this. I've done it before with success, and so have other people.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter what stage of the proceeding is. I want to stop this. I want to enter a plea of guilty. And the plea of guilty is supposed to be signed. That's why I always have a proposed plea of guilty. I also do that to impress on the people that are watching this. I'm not refusing to plea. So when this black robe attorney turns around and starts getting upset or impatient and says I'm refusing to plea, it looks like a nut job.
Right, I agree. Now, in your plea that you write up, is there any specifics you use, or you just state that I wish to plead guilty if you can answer these questions for me?
No, I don't put that in there. What I do is I go to the rule, and in Arizona, it's in the criminal rules. You look at the criminal rules procedure, and they'll tell you in there about the plea of guilty or no contest, okay? There'll be wording in there about pleading guilty that I will copy and paste and put into the proposed plea of guilty. And it just says that I have been it's the standard legal language. I have been informed. They have informed me of the nature and cause of the charge and proceedings, and I am willfully, knowing, and intelligently waiving my right to a trial and pleading guilty. I take the language from whatever, you know, particular jurisdiction, if you will, and I just plug it in. It's very simple, not more than two or three sentences.
Okay. That answers my questions.
Great.
Very, very good.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks for calling in. Please keep listening to the show, and hope you call back.
Okay.
We'll move on. We have Seth in Phoenix. Seth, welcome to the No State Project.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to share with you in the audience, I think I emailed this to you earlier, but, you know, when we're discussing government and people kind of, maybe they're at a loss to explain, like, how these people really operate. There's a quote from a Russian author, his name is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I'm butchering the last name, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it says, "Let us not forget that violence does not live alone and is not capable of living alone. It is necessarily interwoven with the lie. Between them exists the most intimate, the deepest of natural bonds. Violence has nothing with which to cover itself except the lie, and the lie has nothing to stand on other than violence. Any man who has once acclaimed violence as his method must inexorably choose the lie as his principle." And if we can demonstrate easily that government is based on nothing except for violence, then it becomes pretty obvious that they're going to be lying to you all the time because they have to.
Okay. Sounds like it's a violation of the cohabitation laws.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, that was funny. I agree. Absolutely. And it's just not that I'm a Scientologist. I'm not. But one of the things that L. Ron Hubbard had said in court and had said in some of his writings is when someone's lying to you, it's for one purpose. It is to control you. So very, very wise words and very true. But you're absolutely right. And how easy is it to prove, Seth, that government is based on violence?
Well, it's very easy to prove after listening to you and reading the book. But my favorite quote is when you talked about, like, if a bureaucrat tells me it's Tuesday, I'm going to check my calendar. Because what's the official story? A lie, you know. So
yeah, the official story is always a lie.
I mean, I don't know if oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing. I'm saying absolutely, it's always a lie.
I don't know. I mean, the thing that kind of brought that up in my mind again is it's this week on the Internet, there's a video of the BBC reporting the collapse of WT7 20 minutes early, and that's just been creating this furor. And I don't know, it just goes back to this, I guess, these kind of parallel realities a lot of people are living in, those who might be willing to at least entertain the notion that the government may have had a hand in there, and others who just cannot, you know, no matter what facts you bring in front of them, it continue to disregard or deny because it kind of shatters their image of the reality. You know what I mean? Creates that cognitive dissonance.
What's amazing, though, Seth, is there are other myths and theories and whatnot that have been completely destroyed in our lives, most of us. It's pretty universal. We all find out at some point in time that our parents lied through their teeth when they told us about Santa Claus. We all find out that the tooth fairy isn't real. That's, you know, do you continue hanging on to these things? Or, but I had the money. There was money. The tooth was gone. And then your mother can show you the tooth. You don't continually cling to this as if your whole life depends on it. But why, with government, is it so difficult to accept that government is a group of men and women who engage in violence? This is what they do. It's consistent with their nature. So why wouldn't they have blown up the World Trade Center? Why wouldn't they have done that? It's consistent with their nature. Why do they cling to it so much? I guess part of it is that when it comes to Santa Claus and it comes to the tooth fairy and things like that, you're not actually a victim, or you're being damaged and continually damaged. So it's like the Stockholm Syndrome, for example, doesn't come into play, where you start to sympathize with your attacker. Santa Claus never probably wrestled you to the ground because you didn't have identification. Maybe if that would there would be a little bit more of an attachment. You know, the trauma, I guess the trauma is not there to make, you know, so that there's that emotional connection. And that's probably why people are so emotionally connected to government.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest myth and fraud of all that kind of blown me away is the fact, or the myth that the Constitution is legally binding on any of us. You know, I mean, once they had heard it meant, you know, raised the point that none of the people who signed it as signatories as opposed to witnesses. You know, these people have all been dead for 150 years. You can't bind the unborn to a contract, yada, yada, yada. It just
right.
got the wheels turning. And I was like, yeah, I cannot find. I mean, the logic is just devastating. You just cannot, you can't destroy the argument, you know? So where does that leave us? We have a massive organization doing business based on violence and at war with us every day, and it's all based on a lie. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just, I don't know. I ever since I've reading your book and stuff, I've had a real difficult time kind of dealing with what I see going on around me. It's really, it's just totally changed the way that I view the world. So,
well, I'm glad I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear, you know, the more people waking up and seeing that, it's this whole notion that you're a sovereign, and to think that you're a sovereign, and yet you need a driver's license, or you need this. And it goes back, I mean, even if you go back to 1781, when the Articles of Confederation were done, my gosh, yeah, you didn't have the laws and the bureaucracy that you have today, but you still had to forfeit your laws, where if you just said, you know what, I just want to stay on my farm and be left alone, you lost your farm. Because why? You didn't pledge allegiance to the state. You didn't pledge allegiance to support the government, which means, and George Bush, you know, the decider, was not the originator. Hey, if you're not for us, you're against us. If you did not pledge your authority, not your authority, your allegiance to the government of the state of New York, let's say, or to the Confederation, you lost your estate. So if you're a sovereign, why can't you just stand up and say, you know, listen, damn it, I don't want to participate in this. I'm going to just work my farm and take care of my family. Now the blue coats come in and take your farm. Well, you know, you're obviously loyal to the crown then. So there were no sovereigns back in 1781 either. And it's just it's been perpetuated.
There's two ways to acquire wealth in this world. You can gain it voluntarily by trading with others, or you can take it by force. And the government is just a criminal organization that's taking it by force.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll let you go so a few can get on the air. I just want to leave one more quote from Bob Lefevre, that government is a disease masquerading as its own cure.
And gotcha. I've heard that before, and Seth, I appreciate you bringing that, saying that on the air. Well, thanks for the call, Seth. Please keep listening. Right. Call again.
Take care, Mark.
Thanks, Steve. Seth, that's a great quote. I want to go on. Okay, we have Joe from New York. I got to real quick because I have something I'm going to get into. So, Joe, welcome back to the No Stay Project.
Yeah, the guy you just had on the phone with you said that the Constitution isn't binding. Of course it's not binding. It doesn't restrict our freedom in any way. And the only thing it requires us to do is answer a subpoena, which it says we have to show up for questioning. If we don't like the questioning, we can invoke the Fifth Amendment. So the Constitution doesn't apply to us. It applies to the people that we hire, and they take an oath to it.
No, I didn't say that the people took an oath, okay? But this Constitution is supposed to be binding on the people. You just said that you'd have to answer a subpoena. Not only that, but that's what is supposedly the basis of the power to tax and pay, okay? And I don't mean just income taxes. So to say that the Constitution
or the income tax has to be voluntary because my signature can't be forced.
I said I'm not even talking about the income tax.
All right.
Okay. It's not even a matter of
the driver's license. Don't you have to sign the driver's license? That proves it's voluntary. Anything your signature is attached to is voluntary.
It's not voluntary, Joe.
It is voluntary. They can't make you get a license and sign it.
No, what they can do is they can stop you on the street and shoot you in the head because you don't have it.
When's the last time they did that? Come on.
Joe, it's not a matter of – when's the last time they did that? I'm sure it wasn't that long ago. The fact is that when you don't have a driver's license
– and whether they enforce it, the law. They can't keep me from using the public street.
They do it all the time, Joe.
Well, I have friends of mine here in New York that drive without licenses. And they put them in jail, and they have to let them go. They have to let them out. There's no law that says you have to get a license. They can't make you sign a license. They can't make you sign anything in this country, which proves that the income tax is voluntary. If the people would wake up here.
Joe, I'm going to have to move on. I'm going to have to answer you off air. I can't get a word in. Something is not voluntary when there is a threat behind it. Whether they carry out the threat is not – it's just like saying, you know, Your Honor, yeah, I took the guy's wallet, but it's not a crime because they didn't actually shoot him in the head. All I did was threaten him. You don't have a driver's license and or you don't have the tax tag or on the back end of the car. If you go out traveling on the street, they're going to stop you. If you don't stop, they will stop you. They don't walk up to the car, Joe, with, you know – real nice and say, hey, Joe, what's the problem here? Where's your tax ID? No, the gun is drawn. It's aimed at your head. Whether they shoot you in the head doesn't take away from the criminal or the involuntary nature of it. To say that the driver's license is voluntary just because they don't shoot you in the head every time is just wrong. But we have – I didn't get to hear the name, but we have someone else from New York. Welcome to the No Stay Project. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had another call. I'm sorry about that. It's just like with the income tax. No, they don't force you to sign the 1040 form. What do? There's a threat behind it. And if there's a warrant for your arrest, what kind of force is used to get you into deadly force? So to say that there's no deadly force behind the signing of a tax return is just wrong. And the fact that they don't shoot people in the head every day does not take away from the violent nature or the involuntary nature of it. And the Constitution, no, is not binding on anybody, because if it's binding on anyone, it says a contract. And to think that we hired the government is wrong, because nobody has a choice in whether there's a government or not. So to just that, because you have a group of men and women who are imposing themselves violently on people, this pay or get shot deal, to say that we hired them is ridiculous, because if there is a principal-agent relationship between a so-called citizen and a senator or whatnot, then bring forth the evidence to establish that. But I wanted to get to an email that I think brings in a lot of the issues that we've been talking about today on the phone here with the callers. And he's from Canada. He says, "Hi, Mark. I just found and saw a video of yours and was impressed with both your style and knowledge. I live in Canada, and we are faced here with the same legal distortions and abuses of rights at common law. I'd like to ask you if your research into issues such as the covenant between citizen and state is based on common law or the American Constitution. Research here is a bit difficult, perhaps intentionally. For example, a U.S. lawyer was due to give a speech here about common law contract language, innocent enough, huh? But surprisingly, he was barred entry into Canada by the feds." Now, I just want to interrupt here for a second. I want to applaud the feds in Canada for actually keeping the attorneys out. Good job. And we could use more right here. But he's asking if the law and court language is equally valid in Canada as it is in the United States. I'll take a couple of minutes and answer the question when we on the other side of the break. My name is Mark Stevens. This is the No Stay Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network. We'll be back in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to the No Stay Project. I'm your host, Mark Stevens, author of the international cult classic Adventures in Legaland. And before we run out of time, we're already at the last segment. I just want to thank the silent sponsors, JT, Sagas, and of course, Mark. Appreciate all you guys do to help support the show. I was reading from an email from Paul in Canada asking if the concepts were the same in the United States as in Canada, or and I believe it is. Anytime you have a government claiming to be a benevolent protector of life, liberty, and property, while they're willing to kill you in order to protect that property, you'll be able to do the same thing. But everything tends to be the same, and I would imagine that English law. Because I think I've read before, I'll read it again. In New Zealand, there's a case cited from 1765, Entick v. Carrington at 19 ST period, TR period, at page 1066. It says, all the maxims come to, therefore, is this, that no action lies for mere damage, damn them, however substantial, caused by some act which does not violate a legal right, but that an action does lie in certain cases for interference with another's legal private right, even where it causes no actual damage, for example, a trespass. Okay, that's in the book called The Law of Torts from New Zealand, 2nd edition, Davis, page 2. So, the whole basis of the jurisdiction of the courts, whether it's the United States, Canada, New Zealand, England, or the realm, is all the same. It involves the violation of legal right. Not every cause of action requires the damage, and it's this right which, of course, has a corresponding duty that goes with it. That if you have a right to liberty, there's considered a common law, if you will, corresponding duty on my part not to to interfere with your liberty. So it's the breach of a known legal duty and the violation of a legal right that causes loss, harm, or injury. However, in some, the injury, the damage, is not always tangible. Like if they give, for example, in a trespass. So I think it is, and it's going to be a part of the forthcoming book that I'm hopefully will have finished soon, and we go through a lot of the actual law case citations and whatnot from England, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. In the show, it's all the same crap. You got a bunch of men and women who are incapable of providing a service on a voluntary basis or a normal basis, pretending to be benevolent protectors of life, liberty, and property, but they're willing to shoot you in order to do so. You see, that's the big clue there, that they're not who they say they are. And because of that, you'll be able to always find the contradictions. So while I've noticed in my experience that it is all the same, some of the terms are different. For example, you have, instead of attorney or lawyer, you'll have in Canada a barrister or a solicitor. It's the same thing. It's all the same thing. So people who have bought the scripts in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they get with someone or they know, they do the research on their own, and they swap out some of the terms, but it's all the same thing. And if you go through the archives, I had some friends on from New Zealand, Brent and Sam, and they were getting the same responses to the questions that we get here. I had someone in Australia with a friend at Mark, and I hope you're listening, and if you are, good day. They went and gave him something like 3 continuances. that the barrister continually asked for a continuance in a case of not voting, which is ridiculous. My name is Mark Stevens. This has been another edition of the No Stay Project here on the Republic Broadcast Network. And till next time, L'chaim.